Today, I'm going to help listeners learn how to stop feeling frustrated. Now, when you get upset, is your default response to tell the other person that you're feeling frustrated? Now, last week in one of my couples therapy sessions, the husband shared with his wife that he's confused what she needs from him when she's upset. And she looked a little incredulous, but because to her it was obvious. Yet as we explored deeper and looked at a few different situations of her being frustrated at him, we actually found out she wanted different things each time. One time she wanted space, another time she wanted him to take the lead, and yet another time she wanted him to come after her and initiate a conversation, ask him why she was upset. Can you see his confusion? Now, in therapy, the word frustrated, along with its cousins, annoyed, irritated, agitated, are actually feeling words I encourage people to exclude from their emotional dictionary. Why? Because they're all descriptions of anger. Anger is a secondary emotion, meaning it's covering a vulnerable feeling that we're actually experiencing. All negative emotions have an emotional need in that moment that needs to be met. If we feel anxious, we need reassurance. If we feel rejected, we need acceptance. If we feel unheard, we need to be heard. And expressing those emotions actually tell a different story than simply saying, I'm frustrated. Because when someone's angry or frustrated, what do they need in that moment? Well, they need to calm down. But how do we know how to help them calm down if we don't know what's going on underneath? Now, anger's also a separating emotion, meaning that when someone's angry, we tend to move away from them rather than toward them. So think about this. If your spouse says, I'm frustrated with you, what are you likely to do? Most people lean away. And they become defensive because it sounds like an attack's about to come my way. Right? And it's hard to get your needs met if others are moving away from you. But what if they said, I'm feeling hurt because I don't feel important to you, or I'm scared that we're growing apart, or I'm disappointed because I was really hoping that we'd spend some time together. Now, suddenly you have something you can respond to with empathy instead of defensiveness. Now, one of the reasons many of us default to these words like frustrated is because we grew up without learning the language of emotions. We likely grew up with a parent who showed their frustration, or no one was available or slowed down long enough to help us understand what was really happening inside. So instead of learning what the feeling was or the true emotion, we just learned to express the pressure that we were feeling. Now, secure relationships aren't built on this vague emotional language. They're built when we can recognize what we're truly feeling and have the courage to express the need beneath that feeling. So the next time you're tempted to say, I'm frustrated, pause for a moment and ask yourself, what's the vulnerable emotion underneath? And then ask, what's that emotional need to resolve it? Those two questions can completely change a conversation. Instead of inviting conflict, they can invite connection. Because for emotional connection to happen to us, others need to know what emotion we're wanting them to connect with. And they can't respond to an emotion if we haven't identified it. Because when you can name your true emotion and request your true need, you give the people who love you the opportunity to understand you, to comfort you, and to move toward you.
And research shows that developing emotional intelligence is one of the most important skills, and it leads to a better likelihood of success in almost all areas of life. And so this is gold. This is a pearl of wisdom, and it is so worth pursuing what Mark has been talking about.
Mark is also a thesaurus. He shows us other words to use besides I'm angry, I'm frustrated. So good stuff, Mark Cameron.